जय जय राम कृष्ण हरि
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 जय जय राम कृष्ण हरि जय जय राम
कृष्ण हरि
तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् वासुदेवेन्द्रयोगीन्द्रं नत्वा ज्ञानप्रदं गुरुम् मुमुक्षूणां हिताय तत्त्वबोधो विधीयते
सो इन आवर लास्ट सेशन वी डिड एन इंक्वायरी इनटू द महावाक्य तत्व त्वम असि एंड वी हैव सीन देयर आर टू थ्योरीज वन इज द थ्योरी ऑफ रिफ्लेक्शन एंड अनदर इज द थ्योरी ऑफ कंडीशनिंग What is this theory of reflection? Theory of reflection is that Brahman is one and the reflection of the Brahman is in the each jiva and it is compared to a bucket filled with the water and there are so many buckets of different types and different types of jivas are there. Water represents the mind and this mind can be sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. If the mind is sattvic then the water is clean and pure. Serene. The reflection will be clear. But if the mind is rajasic, turbulent, there are waves in the water, then the reflection will be broken. And if the mind is tamasic, impure mind, solid water, then the reflection will not be clear. And who is Ishwar? These are all buckets. And the Ishwar is the reflection in the lake or in the sea. The reflection is only one. Same Brahman's reflection. In the huge mass of water body, only one reflection. That is Ishwar. So, Pratibimba Bhavati. So, it was said in the mantra, Pratibimba. This is Pratibimba Bhad. Then next comes the Upadhi, conditioning. What is this conditioning? Conditioning, we take it as a pot. Pot, inside the pot, there is a pot space. Then the all pots are kept in an ashram or a mutt. Then we call it mathakas. One is the ghatakas. Pot is ghat. The space inside the ghat is called ghatakas. And space in the mutt, mutt means ashram. So it is mathakas. And outside the ashram, mahakas, total space, infinite space. and each has got its own function. Now this space in the pot space, we can utilize it for keeping some grains or water or something else. And the mathakas can be used for some other purpose. We can hold different types of classes here. Or one, we can say, this is our dining room. One akas, one space. This is our kitchen. This is our living room. This is our bedroom. All space. Different functions. But the space is same. Space in ghataka and the space in the mathaka and the space in the mahakas is one and the same, but the utilities are different. So without the conditioning of ghatakas, mathakas, all are mahakas. If you break the conditioning of the pot, what will happen? The pot space will merge into mahakas. Break these four walls of this matha, what will happen? The mathakas will become mahakas. So all are akas only. So without conditioning, everything is Brahman only. So without this conditioning of this body, I am Shuddha Chaitanya. Shankaracharya used the word Shuddha Chaitanya. And Mathakas is compared to Ishwar. This body is compared to Ghatakas, a pot space. And Mathakas is compared to Ishwar. So if we break this conditioning of the jiva, individual, and the conditioning of the Ishwar, what will remain? Shuddha Chaitanya. Shuddha Chaitanya or Brahman? So from that standpoint, we all are Brahman. Therefore, jiv and Brahman, ekya, jiv and Brahman is one and same. Any difficulty in understanding? From the standpoint of Shuddha Chaitanya, jiv, Ishwar, Brahman is one and same. With conditioning, they are different. They have got different functions. Pot space has got different function, mathakas has got different function, and the total space that accommodates everything, different function. But from the standpoint of the space, mathakas, ghatakas and mahakas is one and same. Similarly, without conditioning, jiv, Ishwar is one and same. Therefore, tattvam asi is correct. Jiva Brahma Ekya. You all accept, na? No doubt about that. Very good. Then what we have to understand, we are all ghatakas, is it not so? Like pot space. We have to understand that we are mahakas. Ghatakas has to understand that he is not limited only in that ghat. That space, actually it is infinite space. So what we have to understand? I am Shuddha Chaitanya, not limited only in this body. I am infinite Shuddha Chaitanya. So we have to realize this. This is realization, that's all. This is realization. One very important question. Can jiva become Ishwar? Can jiva become Ishwar? The question is, can jiva become Ishwar? I'm not talking about the Brahman. There is jiva, Ishwar and Brahman. We have seen, na? Conditioning. Pot space, mathakas and mahakas. Can individual jiva, can he become Ishwar? No. Why?
Because we are not like sure.
We are sattva pradhan, right? Ishwar is sattva pradhan and we are not like.
He can never become. But a jiva can become Brahman. Ishwar can become Brahman. You got it?
Yes.
a ghat akash, a pot space can become total space, but a pot space cannot become mathakas. Can it become?
No.
Can it increase its conditioning?
No.
No. So can a jeev become Ishwar?
No.
No. But both of them can become Brahman. Is it not so? Both of them can become Brahman, Shuddha Chaitanya. How? If I break my conditioning, breaking conditioning is what? Falsifying my own body, that's all. Falsifying the anatma vastu, what I become? Shuddha Chaitanya. Ishwar, falsifying his own upadhi, own conditioning, what he will become?
Brahman.
Shuddha Chaitanya. So both of us can, both Jeev and Ishwar can become Brahman, but Jeev cannot become Ishwar. Clear? Very good. But in sansar, we find people, Ishwaroham, people say, we are Ishwar, Anishwarvadi. In chapter 16 also we saw, Asuras, they say, we don't believe in Ishwar, no Ishwar. Ravan, Hiranyakashipu, you worship me, we are Ishwar. A jiva can never become Ishwar, that is their wrong understanding. That is their ego. They are thinking they have become Ishwar. They can't become Ishwar. So one who realizes this, that without conditioning, without upadhi, upadhi means conditioning, without upadhi means without this body, I am Shuddha Chaitanya, and get established in that I am Shuddha Chaitanya, he is realized. Then, and he is called Jivan Mukta while living. We don't believe in the Mukti after death. If it is going to happen after that, it will happen automatically. Nothing is required. Nothing is to be done. No sadhana is required. It will happen automatically. No. Our scripture says while living you can be Jivan Mukta. And after the dropping of the body, you become Videha Mukta. Because there is no more vasana left. So no question of another body. So one who reaches that stage, one who realizes this, I am Shuddha Chaitanya, then what is his thinking, understanding or conviction? That is said now here. Page number 93, Man of Realization, Jivan Mukta. Evam cha.
एवं च
वेदांत वाक्यैहि
वेदांत वाक्यैहि
सद्गुरु उपदेशेन च
सद्गुरु उपदेशेन च
सर्वेष्वपि भूतेषु
सर्वेष्वपि भूतेषु
येषां
येषां
ब्रह्म बुद्धिरुत्पन्ना
ब्रह्म बुद्धिरुत्पन्ना
ते जीवन मुक्ताः
ते जीवन मुक्ताः
इत्यर्थ
इत्यर्थ.
तो फर्स्ट वर्ड इज एवं च. एवं च मीन्स वन हू हैज डन द इंक्वायरी as stated earlier. And for that inquiry, what is required? The prerequisite, you should have be sadhana chatushtaya sampanna, and you must have some vivek. You must be able to discriminate between atma and anatma. You must be able to discriminate between what is upadhi and what is shuddha chaitanya. You must have some vairagya. Vairagya from whom? Atma or anatma?
Anatma.
Anatma. Then you should have some wealth, sat sampatti, samdam, titicha, etc., etc. And then you must have some mumuchutvam. Then only you can realize this truth. Evam. And then you inquire the way it was told by Guru. What else should be done? Vedanta vakyai. Evam cha means that you have to do all these steps. Then, when you are qualified, what you have to do? Vedanta vakyai. Vedanta vakyai means mahavakyai. There are hundreds of mahavakya. All mahavakya says only one thing, that jeev and Ishwar is one. Pragyanam brahma. Tattvamasi, I am Atma Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi, all says the same thing. Mahavakya. Then you do the inquiry, but how can I do it independently? No! Immediately say, Sadguru Upadesena. Inquire into the Mahavakya, but don't do it independently. You have to do it through the Guru. You have to go to the Guru. You see, a beautiful example is given by Mahatma. Suppose you buy a car, best car available in the world. What is best car? I don't know. Mercedes, Mercedes, BMW or Rolls-Royce, custom built, anything, anywhere, best car in the world. You bought it, you brought it. Now tell me, can that car take you? You are standing outside. Can that car take you to your goal, anywhere you want to go, destination?
It's a new car like that.
Driverless. But also, Amma, in that you have to feed. I have to go to Chinmay Mission, North Fairfield Road. You have to feed that. Some sentient being is required. Car is inert. Similarly, Shastra is inert. A sentient being, Guru, is required to explain that Shastra. Without Guru, one should not do it. Shankaracharya say, Shastra gepi satantrena brahmanuvesanam na kuryat. You are Shastragya. Shastragya means you know Sanskrit. You know the grammar. Now, I will study, I will understand everything. Shankaracharya said, Satantrena Brahmanuvesanam na kuryat. You can do other things, but Brahmanuvesan, don't try to understand Brahman independently. You will not be able to do it. In Gita also, it is written, Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya updekshanti te jnanam jnanina tattvadarsina. Pranipatena, you have to go to Guru. Pariprasnena, you ask Guru. What? Pariprasnena sevaya. Seva means you have to serve him. Why, sir? 100 times I have said. Why you have to serve? To tune your mind with the Guru. You understand Guru and Guru understands you. For that tuning, service is needed. Sevaya. Then ask the question, and after that, upadekshanti te jnanam. They will give you the jnan. Which jnan? Atma jnan. Jnanina tattvadarsina. Jnanina means they have studied the scriptures. Jnanina tattvadarsina. They have experienced it and they are living it. Jnanina tattvadarsina. They will give you. Suppose if you want to do it yourself independently, no. I am a noble laureate. I will understand, I will do it. Chalo, karo. Then the Upanishad says, it never moves, Atma Tattva. In the same sentence, it says, move faster than anything. What will you say? Receives food. Is it not so? In the same sentence, it says, it does not move. And again says, it moves faster than anything. Or, Anuranuyam, it is the smaller than the smallest and bigger than the biggest. Batao, what is this description? Brahman kya hai? Oh, chota se chota hai. And then again at the same time you say bada se bada hai. Low. Will you be able to understand? You will be confused. In Gita it comes, tesa nitya vyukta naam yoga chenma mahamyam. Tesa nitya abhyukta. One who is always nitya united with the Lord, then Lord promises yoga chembahamyam. Whatever you need, I will get you. Yoga. Chem, whatever you have got, I will protect. You don't have to put in Almira. I will protect. Yoga chembahamyam. But suppose you want to study yourself. Nitya abhyukta. In abhyukta in Hindi says criminal. Nitya Abhyukta, one who is always a criminal. Yoga Chem Bahamyam. If you are a Nitya criminal, then he will do that. Yoga Chem Bahamyam. So for transfer of the knowledge, Guru is needed. Knowledge is there in the book, but it has to be transferred. The Guru is needed. Example, for transferring heat to water, you need a container. That container is Guru. For transferring heat to water, you cannot put water on the burner. Garam ho jao pani, it will never happen. What you need? You need a container, put that water in the container, put it on the fire. Water, this container will transfer that heat to the water. So who is Guru? Guru is that container who will transfer that knowledge from the Shastra to you. But you have to have Shraddha. You must have faith. Faith in whom? Guru Vedanta Vakya Disu Vishwasa Shraddha. We have seen the definition in earlier Tattvabodh. We have to have faith in both Shastra and the Guru. Very good. And result of all this practice, kya milega? What will I get? What will the result? You have asked me to do the sadhana, chatushtaya, sampanna, do this vivek and all this. What will happen? Brahma buddhi utpanna. Then there will be a Brahma buddhi. You will get that you are the Shuddha Chaitanya, Brahma buddhi. And that Shuddha Chaitanya is nothing but Brahman, Brahma buddhi utpanna. And how is that? This Brahma buddhi is inside or outside? Always remember, it is always inside. You will never come to know a realized person by seeing his appearance, by his outer clothing and all that. Or ye tika, inka lamba tika hai, so he is the great big Mahatma. No. Brahma buddhi utpanna, that buddhi, that conviction, that understanding will happen in your buddhi. Which is where? It is inside, it's not outside. So outer chinna, outer signs, there will not be anything. But his vision will change. His vision will now change because the Brahma buddhi utpanna, Brahma buddhi has happened. Body will remain same, the world will remain same, the family will remain same, the outer persons, all the beings will remain same. But his vision will now change. That's all. So this is called mukti while living. Now you have come to know, I am Brahman. I am Brahman. This is mukti. I am not this body. This is mukti. And he is always remain established in that. And therefore he is called Jivan Mukta. In Bhagavad Mukti he said, Mukti Hitva Anyatha Rupam Swarupena Vyavasthiti. What is Mukti? Mukti Hitva Anyatha Rupam. What we think? We think this is body. Anyatha Rupam. What is Atman? For ignorant person, Atman is this body. So what is Mukti? Mukti is Hitva Anyatha Rupam. Leave this. Swarupena Vyavasthiti. Getting established in your own self is called the mukti. And that person, he never comes back to deha buddhi. Never comes back to deha buddhi. Classic example is Thakur Ramakrishna. He had cancer. He was suffering. Whenever he used to come to the body level, he used to say, oh, it's paining. Should I take some ice cream? Will it help me? And the moment he is above that, gone. No more pain. Then devotee said, you always talk to Mother Kali. Why did you tell her to remove this? He never went and prayed. But what is mukti? Mukti is dissociating with your conditioning. Conditioning will change. He said, why should I go and ask for this to mother? It will still again change. Because that is the nature. Brahma buddhi utpanna te jivan muktaha. And then he realizes that I am in sarvesu api bhutesu. I am in all beings. All beings, we have seen, na? Different types of pot. Pots may be different, utility may be different, but the reflection or the space is one and the same. Now he sees that in each and everything, whether it is sentient or inert, even inert, it is there. Madatma sarvabhutatma. Sarvabhut means all beings, not human being. Madatma sarvabhutatma. Then in Gita also it is said, Aham Atma Gudakesa Sarvabhutasaya. My Atma is the same in each and every being. And this Atman, which is Brahman, is the substratum of the whole world. It's gone everywhere. So I am substratum of the whole world. Whole world is in me. So this Vruddhi Utpanna te jivan muktaha. So they are the jivan mukta who have got this understanding that I am Brahman and all beings are also the same. There is no difference. Their upadhi, their conditionings are different. They are meant for different purposes. Like the Ghatakas has got a different function, Mathakas has got a different function, then
Mahakas.
Each room has got different function. So different function they have to do, but inside they are one and same. Then what is the conviction of Jivan Mukta? Conviction of the Jivan Mukta now is stated in the next mantra. Nanu jivan muktah kaha.
Nanu jivan muktah kaha.
Yatha dehoham.
Yatha dehoham.
Purushoham.
Purushoham.
Brahmanoham.
Brahmanoham.
Sudroham.
Sudroham.
Aham asmiti.
Asmiti.
Dhridhanischaya.
Dhridhanischaya.
Tatha.
Tatha.
Naham brahmanah.
Naham brahmanah.
Na sudrah,
na sudrah,
na purushah,
na purushah,
kintu asangah,
kintu asangah,
sachidananda swarupah,
sachidananda swarupah,
prakash rupah,
prakash rupah,
sarvantaryami,
sarvantaryami,
chidakash rupah,
chidakash rupah,
asmiti,
asmiti,
dhridhanischaya rupah,
dhridhanischaya rupah,
aparoksha gyanavan,
aparoksha gyanavan,
jivan muktah,
jivan muktah.
So it is said, yatha dehoham, purushoham, brahmanoham, sudroham, asmiti, dhridhanischaya. This is the nischaya of ignorant people. Now this nischaya has changed in jivan mukta. Ignorant person thinks, I am this deho, I am purush, I am brahman, I am sudra. This is nischaya in the ignorant. But jivan mukta, nischaya is changed. His conviction has changed. Dehoham. I am there. It is effortless understanding. Nobody told us that. Did any guru told you this thing, that you are body? No, nobody told us. It is effortless understanding. Dehoham. And for this, no Sravan Manan Nididhyasana is needed. That I am Deha, no Sravan Manan Nididhyasana is needed. I am Purushoham, I am Purush or I am Stri. Do you need any guru for that? No. Purushoham. I am Brahman, Kshatriya, Sudra, according to the caste.
or according to the color, white, brown, black, yellow, or according to the financial condition, rich, poor, middle class, or according to your education, I am doctor, I am engineer, I am a teacher. These are divisions. We have made these divisions. These all divisions relate to upadhi. All divisions relate to upadhi only. When Vivekananda was coming here, a lot of people told him, why you are going to America? Well, I will distribute this knowledge. Swami Chinmayananda also did the same thing. While he was delivering the lectures in English, many Brahmins in South India objected. You should teach this thing, Upanishad, only in Sanskrit. Why in English? Same question was asked to Vivekananda also. Why are you going and giving it to... According to them, they are all malicha. They are not Brahman. The Vivekananda said, I am going to give it to the American Brahmins. I will give it to the American Brahmins. Very good. Now what is his firm understanding? His firm understanding is Dhrida Nishchaya Tatha Naham Brahmana. I am not Brahman. Brahman is related to Upadhi. I am not Upadhi. Naham Brahmana. Na Sudra. Again related to Upadhi. Na Purusha. Purusha Stri. Again related to Upadhi. Kintu Asanga. I am not attached to anything. I am unattached. See, we get attached to little things. Kahin se thoda sa sukh mil gaya, we get attached. But it is unattached, asanga. Inside us, in our mind, lot of thoughts come and go. But the illuminator is never attached to that thoughts. It just illumines. Like we have seen in the Natakdeep Prakaran, whether the dance is going or not, the theatre lamp is always on. It's never affected whether the Raja has come or Raja has gone back. Doesn't matter. Good. We get attached, but the realized person never gets attached. Once a realized master, a sadhu, was going with the disciple. He was in the jungle, then they had to cross one stream. And there was a lady sitting this side, a young girl. She was fearing to cross. Seeing the realized master, he picked up that girl, crossed the river, left her on the other side and moved on. Disciples thought, what my guru has done, realized master. He has picked up the young lady, utake udhar le gaye, went to the ashram, and realized master was doing his normal things. Then at night, disciples said, we could not understand how come, oh master, you did this thing. The master said, you still remember? You are attached. I am not attached. I lifted her and left her there and gone. Khatam. You are attached. There was a Zen master. He was also realized. Before realization, he used to chop the wood, carry the water. That was his duty. Work. After that, realization, he was doing the same thing, chopping the wood and carrying the water. We have already seen, it's only the internal vision change, nothing change outside. A realized master may continue to do the same thing what he was doing earlier. You will get the story of Vyad also. A butcher, after realization, he was doing the same thing. That was his family business and feeding his parents. Our Gurudev. How was he? Very inquisitive mind. What is wrong in the society? Find out the loopholes, criticize the government, write the article. He was a journalist. थोड़ा सा बता टर्न लिया ही टू गे यू टर्न ही वॉन्टेड टू नो वॉट इज दिस आत्मन वंस रियलाइज बट द सेम थिंग कंटिन्यू लिखो स्प्रेड दिस नाउ सो इट विल कंटिन्यू सो नाउ वॉट ही थिंक्स सच्चिदानंद स्वरूप आई एम सत आई एम चित आई एम आनंद स्वरूप सत सत मीन्स द एग्जिस्टेंस इवन द इग्नोरेंट पर्सन ऑल्सो नोज दैट आई एग्जिस्ट बट इफ यू आस्क हिम ही विल एड मेनी थिंग्स टू हिज एग्जिस्टेंस आई एम ही विल से ब्राह्मण आई एम ए डॉक्टर ही विल एड समथिंग बट दैट डजेंट मीन इफ यू आस्क ए रियलाइज मास्टर ही विल से आई एम ब्राह्मण He will never say that. So I exist is the ordinary gyan, ordinary knowledge. And what is the vishesh gyan? Vishesh gyan is that I am not this limited body. This is vishesh gyan. Samanya gyan, we all exist. Ask any ignorant person. Do you exist? Well, yes, I exist. What is the vishesh gyan after the knowledge? After the knowledge, he will say, I am not limited in this body. This is vishesh gyan. And chit, chaitanya, I am not inert. I am chaitanya. Existence plus chit. If the existence is inert, chaitanya is needed. Chaitanya without existence become non-existence. And existence without Chaitanya will become inert. So existence, Chaitanya, Ananda Swarupa. I am Ananda. There is no more pain and discomfort there. Go above your body. All the pains and everything will be gone. Ananda Swarupa, Prakash Rupa. Prakash Rupa means Swayam Prakasa. To know that I exist, do you need any other means? Even in the dark room when your eyes are closed, everything. Are you there? Yes, I am here. You need no instrument to know that. That is Prakash Rupa, self-effulgent. Sarvantaryami, Sarvantar, innermost. Yami, Yami means controller. So innermost. So what are the outer things we are? Panchakosa, you remember? Annamaya kosa, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya, anandamaya. Inside is that? Atman. Beyond all these five koshas. And he controls all of them. That you remember, now we have discussed. The subtler controls and nourishes the grosser. Annamaya kosh is nourished and energized by pranamaya. Manomaya energized and nourished pranamaya. And same way you apply. So the innermost is Atman. So Atman nourishes and controls all five seeds. Therefore, Sarvantar is the innermost. Yami, controller. Controller of all five koshas. And how is that? Chidakasa Rupa. Chidakasa Rupa, like Mahakas. Now he is not thinking that I am only limited in this space. I am not Ghatakas. Although he is living in that body, but he never thinks that I am limited to this body. I am Chidakas Rupa. Chidakas. Akas means it accommodates everything. It accommodates everything. Akas accommodates everything. So similarly, he also accommodates. He also accommodates means he thinks that he is the substratum of the whole world. He is the self. He is the Brahman. And the Brahman accommodates the whole world. Chidakas Rupa Asmi iti Dridhanishchaya. Don't say Asmi iti, I am that. That is the Dridhanishchaya. I am that Brahman. But whenever somebody asks you, who are you? then give your name. Because in the custom, in the vyavahar, you have to tell your name. But inside you will understand, I am Brahman, undisturbed by anything in the world. So how he has got this knowledge? Dhrida nischaya rupa, aparochya jnanavan, jivan mukta. How he got this knowledge? Aparochya man. Dekho, jnan can happen in three ways. Pratyachya jnan, I am seeing this watch, this is pratyachya. Pratyachya means prati aksha. Aksha means eyes. It is in front of me, the object is there, I am seeing. This is pratyachya, direct perception. Parochya jnan, para aksha. Not my aksha. Who is aksha? Others aksha. Somebody has seen Taj Mahal and now he is saying to me in Chicago, have you seen Taj Mahal? No, I have not seen. That is parochya jnan. Somebody is telling me. But that parochya jnan one day can become pratyachya. If I go there, it can become pratyachya. So in the parochya and pratyachya jnan, there is a subject and object. There is a subject and object. And what is this? Atma jnan. Aparochya jnan. That is aparochya jnan. So Atma is neither an object which you can see like this. Mere ko Atma dikhao. You cannot see. No. You cannot say the Atma is like Taj Mahal far away. It's not like that also. Aparochya jnan means subject and object dichotomy is not there. There is no division of subject and object. And what is that? You are that. You remember in Keno Upanishad we talked about Ajay Kumar? That Ajay Kumar. That Ajay Kumar is not far, that Ajay Kumar is not near, that Brahman is not far, that Brahman is not near, that Brahman cannot become an object like this. This is called the aparochya jnan. Very good. How far is dreamer from waker? You are dreaming in the dream and you consider yourself dreamer, you wake up. It's not far. Dreamer is waker. Is there any distance? Nothing. What is the distance between Jeeva and Ishwar and Brahman? No distance. What you have to do? Just falsify your upadhi. Falsify your body. Don't cut and destroy the body. Falsify the body and you will reach there. This is Jivan Muktaha. This is Jivan Muktaha. Then what is the purpose of this knowledge? What do I gain from it? This is explained in the next mantra. We will see what we will get. The reward for doing all these things. Kya milega? Batao.
Candy.
It is said, Nikhil karma bandha binirmuktaha. No more bandhan of your karma, whether in the done past or you will be doing in the future. Because he is still living jivan mukta, he will still be working in the world. But he will not be bound by his karma. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantih. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.